主啊，我们感谢你，我们的生命是一个依靠你的生命。
We always learn to depend on you.
我们啊，总是学习来依靠你。
So we would like to take everything in the prayer.
所以我们要把所有的事情带到祷告中。
We always like to bring everything to your throne of grace.
我们总是要把每件事情带到你的恩典的宝座那里。
So dear Lord, teach us how to pray.
亲爱的主啊，教导我们怎么来祷告。
So while we are together here, Lord, we pray that you reveal yourself more to us.
当我们聚集在这的时候，我们祷告你把自己更多的显明给我们。
Please give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
请你给我们啊，这个赐人智慧和启示的灵。
That we may know you even more.
然后我们可以啊，更多的来认识你。
We are all here, Lord.
我们都在这里。
Speak to our hearts.
对我们的心说话。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
啊，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to First Chronicles.
让我们翻到啊，历代志上。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
First Chronicles, Chapter 4.
历代志上第四章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
And Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, Because I bore him with pain.
亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵，他母亲给他起名叫亚比斯，意思说我生他甚是痛苦。
Now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my border, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from harm, that it may not pain me. And God granted him what he requested.
亚比斯求告以色列的神说，圣愿你赐福于我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。神就应允他所求的。
We know there are many prayers recorded in the Bible.
我们知道在圣经中记载了许多的祷告。
Now here we have the prayer of Jabez.
在这里我们有亚比斯的祷告。
This is almost very unusual prayer.
这几乎是很不寻常的一个祷告。
Very unique one.
非常独特。
Because when the Holy Spirit records many prayers in the Bible,
当圣灵在圣经中记载许多祷告的时候
，actually he always covers one aspect of prayer life in one place.
他总是在一个地方涉及祷告生命的一个方面。
For example, when we consider the prayer of Jabez,
当我们再来考虑亚比斯的祷告的时候
，this actually will tell us one very important aspect of our Christian life.
这会告诉我们基督徒生命中的一个很重要的一部分
or one aspect of our prayer life
或者是我们祷告生命的一方面
not only teach us how to pray
不仅教导我们怎样来祷告
this is not a formula for us to learn and then try to learn to pray before the Lord
这不是我们来学习的一个公式来学习怎样向神祷告
actually when you come to this prayer it's much more than just mere technique no
实际上当你来到这个祷告的时候这个不光是技术上的问题
and nor the matter of nor the matter of a formula
也不是关于形式的问题公式的问题
sometimes we think if somehow we can have some formula then we know how to pray
有的时候我们想如果我们有一些公式的话我们就知道怎样祷告
now actually there's something much much more
实际上有许多有比这有有更多的东西。
So I'm afraid this prayer may be one of the most misunderstood prayer.
我担心这个祷告是最受误解的一个祷告。
And as you know, that now there is a best-selling among Christian world is one book, with the title, The Prayer of Jabez.
现在在基督徒的这个世界里有一个畅销书，它的名字就叫亚比斯的祷告。
Now, if you go to any Christian bookstore, you will find everywhere there.
如果你走到基督徒的书店的时候，你可以看到比比皆是。
Sometimes it's gift copies.
有的时候是一个礼物的送礼物的。
And all kinds, even for the children.
各种各样的，甚至给儿童看。
How you are going to teach the young people to learn to pray? The prayer of Jabez.
你怎样教导年轻人怎样 祷告亚比斯的祷告。
So now people are well known with the term called Jabez experience.
然后现在人会知道这个亚比斯祷告的经历。
And one group of young people from the West Coast,
西岸的一群年轻人。
They received the challenge.
他们受了挑战。
They tried to pick up something from the map.
他们从地图上要找到一个地方。
They found an island.
他们找到了一个 岛屿
Trinity Island
是一个
No, Trinity 这个地方这个 Trinity Island
一个岛屿叫 Trinity
Trinity Island So then they claim that island for the gospel of Christ
然后他们就为福音的缘故
宣告要那块地方
宣告要那个岛屿
So they were just college kids
他们只是这个大学生
But then they learned the prayer of Jabez
然后他们学习了亚比斯的祷告。
So then, not only they pray that not one of their kids will go there, and probably more people will go there.
他们祷告不仅一个孩子要去，他们祷告所有的孩子都要去。
So finally, more than 100 people want to go there to preach the gospel.
最后的话，有100多个小孩要到那地方传福音。
Actually, college students.
100多个学生
And then they finally have to charter the flight.They have to charter, they have 包一个架飞机。
最后的话，他们要有个包机。
So they call that Operation Jabez.
他们说这是
亚比斯的行动。
亚比斯行动。
So you see, just like you remember, the Operation Solomon was a great action in the history. That means you remember how people of Israel they really send the airplane to Ethiopia and get the Ethiopian Jews from their homeland.
就像你回忆历史上的所罗门的行动是一个很大的一个使命，就是他们从Ethiopian带了许多犹太人回以色列。
So now you can see this prayer is very popular, almost well known everywhere.
你知道这个亚比斯的祷告是非常流行的祷告。
Now I'm afraid that one day probably you'll have a Jabez sandwich.
我想到我们以后会有这个亚比斯的这个三明治。
So you see, brother and sister, because this almost become a movement now.
这个几乎成了一个运动。
But actually, the prayer of Jabez was a very important prayer in the Bible.
实际上，亚比斯祷告是一个在圣经中很重要的祷告。
So with this book, I really have a mixed feeling.
对这个书的话，我有一个很复杂的心情。
You see, on one hand, I'm very glad you find that many people are called to pray.
一方面，许多人被呼召来祷告。
Think about it, many Christians they really pray after they believe in the Lord Jesus.
想想看，许多的基督徒当读了这本书以后就开始祷告。
No. Normally they don't pray a lot.
一般的情况下他们不怎么祷告。
But then after they were helped by this book, they begin to learn how to pray.
当他们被这本书帮助以后他们开始祷告。
So they learned the lesson that our prayer will be answered.
他们学习了工作我们的祷告会答应。
So I think this is very important, brothers and sisters.
这一点是很重要的。
For the newly saved brothers and sisters, they have to learn how their answered prayer will be answered by God himself.
对刚信主的弟兄姊妹必须要学习他们祷告怎样获答应。
So think about it, after this book is published,
当这个书出版以后。
So it is almost like a call to pray, and not only to pray, and also try to have the answer from God to our prayer.
这就像一个呼召来祷告，不仅祷告，而且得到祷告的这个答案。
Now we believe that many Christians they learn wonderful lessons through such prayers.
我相信许多的基督徒通过这样祷告学习了很多功课。
Then they really have a wonderful and a living experience with God Himself.
然后他们与神之间有很奇妙很实际的关系。
So we really thank the Lord that you know the Lord really can use this book.
我们感谢主，主可以用这本书。
And that many people were wonderfully helped.
然后许多人都会被奇妙的帮助。
But then why I have mixed feelings?
为什么我有一个掺杂的心情呢
？Now because according to this prayer.
因为根据这个祷告。
Now there is a possibility for us to be misled.
对我们有一个有可能被误解
误导。So let us come back to the prayer itself.
让我们来看这个祷告
Verse 10
第十节。
Now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, All that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my border, and thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from harm, that it may not pay me.
第十节，亚比斯求告以色列的神说，甚愿你赐福于我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难。不受艰苦。
So you see, in this prayer, there are only four things, four items.
在这个祷告只有四件事。
Now, first thing,
第一件事
thou, now, oh, that thou would bless me.
甚愿你赐福于我。
So you see, we want the blessing.
你看我们要这个祝福。
So we need the Lord's blessing.
我们需要神的祝福。
It is true, without Lord's blessing, without God's blessing, we cannot walk on this, in this way.
没有神的祝福，我们不能行走。
So we need God's blessing.
所以说我们需要神的祝福。
So the first item of this prayer is, Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed.
所以第一件事是，甚愿你赐福于我。
So that's the first item.
这是第一件事。
Second one,
第二件。
Enlarge my border.
扩张我的境界。
Or enlarge my territory.
或者是扩张我的这个境界。
Do you see that? Probably I have a very small apartment, now I want a single house.
原来我一个很小的这个公寓，现在我有一个一个很大的房子。
So you see, that's our prayer. We want the Lord to enlarge our territory.
这是我们的祷告，我们要神扩张我们的境界。
Now initially, our yearly income probably just 50,000, for example.
先开始我们的薪水大概是50,000。
So we pray that the Lord will enlarge our border.
然后我们祷告神要扩张我们的境界。
So probably even much, much more.
或许的话薪水会越来越高。
So you see, brothers and sisters, no matter how you understand this prayer,
说弟兄姊妹不管你们怎样理解这个祷告。
But according to the prayer, the second item is to enlarge our border.
根据祷告第二件事是扩张我的境界。
Then the third one, that thou was, that thy hand might be with me.
第三件事是常与我同在。
Now in Chinese some important word is missing, thy hand.
在中文中有一个很重要的词漏掉了，就是你的手。
你的手能与我同在。 Thy hand would, thy hand might be with me.
你的手与我同在。
So you see, brothers, do you see that? The first prayer is the Lord's blessing.
第一个祷告是神的祝福。
Now the second one is the Lord's enlargement.
第二个是主的这个扩大。
And the third one is Lord's hand.
第三件事是主的手。
And finally, the Lord's protection.
最后是神的保护。
And thou would keep me from harm, that it may not pay me.
保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。
Now, the Jabez actually is praying the word with his own name.
亚比斯实际上是根据他的这个，他的名字是
玩文字游戏，
他是在玩文字游戏。
Now because his name was called Jabez,
他的名字叫亚比斯。
Now why he was called Jabez?
为什么他叫亚比斯呢？
Because his mother named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him with pain."
因为他的母亲说，我生他甚是痛苦。
So you see, brothers and sisters, almost this name will determine his future.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看他的名字能决定他的这个，
好像
能决定他的命运。
And because that he want to get away from that shadow.
正因为如此，他要离开那个阴影。
And because of that he want the Lord somehow to deliver him from any pain.
正因为如此，他要主能够救他脱离这些痛苦。
So my brother and sister, so that's all the four items of Jabez's prayer.
说这是亚比斯的祷告的四项。
Now, of course, this was recorded in the Bible.
当然，这是记载在圣经中的。
Don't forget, this was revealed. This actually revealed by God Himself.
不要忘记，这是神自己向我们显明的。
But remember, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，请记
住。The way this prayer was recorded.
这个祷告记载的方式。
Is very unique one.
是非常独特的。
Unless you will go back to the Bible.
除非你回到圣经的起头。
And then you will be able to understand the meaning of these words.
然后你能明白这些话的意思。
Otherwise, sometimes we try to understand this prayer according to our understanding.
不然的话，我们会用我们自己的理解来理解。
Or according to our own wish.
或者说根据我们自己的想法、希望
especially when sometime when we go through some kind of a painful experience
尤其是当我们自己经过痛苦的经历的时候
especially sometime when we experience some kind of sorrow
尤其是当我们、经历到这种、悲伤的时候
No doubt we have a wish that we want to be delivered from all of this So we do have a hope, we do have a wish.
我们有个、希望有个盼望。
So now especially, you know, especially since we are in that kind of a condition.
尤其是当我们在那种境况之下。
We are so, you know, we feel sometimes out of a feeling.
我们想根据我们的感觉。
We really have a wish, we really have a hope.
我们、有一个盼望。
Sometimes we think if it is pain, definitely it's not a blessing.
我们想如果是痛苦的话、一定不是祝福。
And sometimes we think if it is a pain, that's nothing to do with enlarging, that nothing to do with, that's nothing to do, with enlarging my border.
有时候我们想如果是痛苦的话那就跟扩张我们的境界没有关系。
So sometimes we think if it is a pain, that means nothing to do with the hand of our Lord.
我们想如果是痛苦的话就与神的手没关系
Sometimes we think if it is a pain nothing to do with God's protection
我们有时想如果是痛苦的话跟神的保护就没关系
So brothers and sisters he want to have a prayer
说弟兄姊妹他想有一个祷告
Somehow he can be delivered out of his present situation and condition
他想从他现在的境况中拯救出来
So you see brothers whenever when you come to this prayer
弟兄姊妹当你来到这个祷告的时候
Now each one of us are different Each one of us is different
我们每个人都不一样
So you see for that reason When you pray according to this prayer
正言为主当我们根据这个祷告来祷告的时候
Then the blessing is according to your definition
然后那个祝福是根据你的定义
Then the enlargement of my border Again your definition
然后扩张我的境界也是根据你的定义
And then the Lord's protection Also our definition
然后、神与我们同在也是根据我们的定义
So that's I worry about this book
这是我所担心的
Because this book did not spell that out very clearly
但是 这本书因为没有把这件事讲得清楚
And somehow this book did not go back to the word of God so deeply、
这本书没有回到主的话很深
But don't forget The author was a wonderful Bible student
但是不要忘记这个作者是很好的圣经学生
he was well trained in one of the best schools in the United States
他是在美国一个最好的学校里
And no wonder this author is one of the very successful minister of Christ
无疑的这个作者是、是基督学校的一个、其中 很成功的一个人
And then he want to share with us his experience
然后他想、跟我们来、分享他的经历
Because for his whole life he always prayed this wonderful prayer
因为他的整个生活他总是祷告这个祷告
So he wanted to give the testimony that how his life had been transformed
他想见证他的生命是怎么样改变的
And indeed the Lord enlarged his border
确实、神扩张了他的境界
The Lord really enlarged his ministry
这神确实扩张了他的
From one level to another level
从一个境界到另外一个境界
Now brothers and sisters These were genuine testimonies
这是一个真的见证
And from some genuine experiences
从这个确实的这个经历里来的
So we have no doubt about the author
我们对作者没有怀疑
We have no doubt about the author's presentation
我们对作者的这个讲法也没有怀疑
Now probably because the author aimed at the newly converts, newly believers
或者作者是对刚信主的人说的
So he used an approach which everybody can understand
所以他用了一个方法每个人都能明白
So now you can understand why this book is most popular
现在你能理解这个书为什么这么畅销
So many people, many Christians, they begin to pray
所以许多的基督徒都开始祷告
Oh, that's a wonderful thing, brothers and sisters
这是很好的事情
Before that, really people want to pray
在那之前、祷告的人不多
Not many people know that their prayer ought to be answered
知道他、祷告会答应的人也不多
So my brothers and sisters In somehow, some way, the Lord used this book But, however, let me say, that's the reason I have reservation here.
但是我对这就是我对这书有保留的原因
Nothing wrong with the author.
主啊，这个作者没有问题。
Nothing wrong with the intention of the author.
作者的这个意图也没问题。
Nothing wrong with the background of the author.
作者的背景也没有关系。
And nothing wrong with the theology of the author.
啊，作者的这个神学也没有问题。
Because he was brought up in a certain kind of environment.
因为他是从某种境况中。
Now I can imagine none of them believe this is part of a so-called prosperity gospel.
我们知道这个书并不是关于这个社会福音，
繁荣福音。You see, we know that today so-called prosperity gospel is widely spread, is really widespread.
我们知道现在这个繁荣福音是这个广传的。
It's almost everywhere.
几乎是每个地方都
有。Because every one of us want blessings.
因为每个人，我们每个人都要祝福。
We all want success.
我们都要成功。
So you see, brothers and sisters, and because of that, this kind of so-called gospel really are most welcomed by the people.
所以这因为如此，这种福音的话，大家都很欢迎。
But we know that he was well trained in some kind of school.
我们知道他是从某种学校受训出来的。
No doubt they are against this kind of so-called prosperity gospel.
无疑的他们是与这个繁荣福音相违背的。
So because of that, now I can believe according to the understanding of the author, he did not have that attention.
我知道从这个作者没有那种意图。
But however, after you read the whole book,
但是当你读了整个的书以
后， after we begin reading prayer to pray as Jabez prayed,
当我们按照 Jabez 那样子来祷告的时候，
But then, brothers and sisters, something you can imagine will happen.
然后你就发现有件事会发生。
And then definitely our heart definitely will have a wish.
然后我们的心会有一种盼望。
Because we really want blessing.
因为我们确实想要祝
福。 We really want the Lord to change our life.
我们想要神改变我们的生活。
We definitely want the Lord to enlarge our border.
确实我们要想神扩张我们的境界。
How much we need the hand of our Lord.
我们怎样需要神的手。
And especially after September 11, how we need the Lord's protection.
尤其是在9/11之后，我们怎样需要神的保护。
So you see, when we pray the prayer of Jabez,
当我们来祷告亚比斯的祷告的时候，
Now definitely we are nourishing some kind of hope in our heart.
确实在我们心中我们会有一种盼望。
Because in that book, now author has given a testimony.
因为在那个书里作者给我们了一个见证。
How the Lord really wonderful bless him.
主怎样奇妙地祝福了他。
And at the end of the book, he also tried to teach us in what way we can reach there.
在这个书的结束，他也告诉我们我们怎样能达到那边。
He even tell us 30 days will be there.
他甚至告诉我们30天内我们能够达到那一天。
Think about it, you have a instant breakfast.
你想想看，我们有一个速成的
面包。 You have an instant coffee.
我们有速成的咖啡。
Now we want to have to become an instant overcomer in one night.
And 我们要成为速成的这个得胜。
So if someone can teach us technique to go there, I think we definitely want to have it.
如果有人来教我们这些技术的话，我们确实会欢迎的。
So remember, this book is called the Spiritual Breakthrough Series.
这个书的系列叫
属灵的突破。 And then he has another book called 30 days to spiritual breakthrough.
另外他有个书叫30天里的属灵的突破。
Oh, how we wish can have a spiritual breakthrough within 30 days.
我们怎样希望在30天内有属灵的突破。
So you see, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
Now because of that kind of promise,
因为那种应许。
Now because you give you a period of time,
他给你一段时间。
So within that certain timetable, you'll reach somewhere.
在那种时间内，你会达到某一点。
So brothers and sisters, because the author tried to impress this.
因为作者想强调这一点。
So I'm afraid that many brothers and sisters will be misled.
我担心许多弟兄姊妹会误导。
And then it is true something happened with our brother, no doubt about that.
确实的，有些事情我们的弟兄发生了一些事情。
And but why something won't happen to you and happen to me?
为什么这些同样的事没有发生到你身上，也没发生到
身上？ Because that's especially the feature of this prayer.
因为这是这个祷告的特点。
If you read the context here,
如果你读这个上下文的话
，And this prayer not only teaches us how to pray.
这个祷告不仅教导你怎样祷告。
These four items are not a formula. Is not a formula for you to pray. No.
这四件事不是你祷告的公式。
No, brothers, sisters. If you read the context here,
如果你读上下文的话
，And Bible touch the man who prays.
圣经啊，涉及到祷告的人。
Sometimes we are involved with the methods and technique of our prayer.
我们有时候涉及到这个祷告的技术上的。
Sometimes we forgot what kind of man we are.
但是我们忘记了我们是怎样的人。
Now this author may be certain person in the eyes of God.
这个作者在神的眼中，也许是某种人。
So his answer was answered. His prayer was answered.
所以他的祷告啊，得到了回答。
But in this, if you read this context here,
如果你读这个上下文的话
，and then you discover among many many prayers recorded in the Bible,
你发现在圣经所记载的许多祷告中
，now the prayer of Jabez actually touched only one aspect of our prayer life.
亚伯斯祷告只涉及到我们祷告生命的一点。
That means that is not only you need to have to know the not only you need to know the contents of your prayer. 你的祷告的内容。
你的祷告的内容。
Now, but also the person who prays.
并且祷告的人
是什么样子的？You see, so brothers, sometimes why the Lord answered Jabez.
有时候神为什么要
If you read this context here,
你如果读上下文的话
，So first we have to know who is Jabez.
第一点我们要知道谁是亚比斯。
Now everybody know that the first almost one third of First Chronicles are genealogies.
我们都知道啊，三分之一的这个历代志都是讲家谱。
So if you read the context here,
如果你读上下文的话
，actually it is a genealogy of the sons of Judah.
这实际上是犹大子孙的家谱。
So you have many names here.
在这里有许多的名字。
So Bible's Holy Spirit's emphasis is to tell us that genealogy.
这个圣灵在告诉我们这个家谱。
Then most unusual thing is.
但是很不寻常的事。
In the midst of the genealogy,
在家谱的中间
，somehow the Holy Spirit squeezed in this part, this story.
圣灵挤进了这个祷。
And somehow Holy Spirit squeezed in this prayer of Jabez.
圣灵挤进了这个亚比斯的祷告。
Now, brothers and sisters, important thing is because if you talk about genealogy, you are talking about who's who in the Bible, right?
如果你讲家谱的时候，你讲是谁是谁。
You are talking about who's who's in the presence of God.
你在讲在神的面前谁是谁。
Now remember, you have a kings and you have a chronicles.
你有国王，你有家谱。
No, you 列王记上下，有历代志上下。Now if you compare the two set of books,
如果你比较这两卷书。
Now almost similar, almost the same.
几乎是相似的。
But brothers and sisters, different, because first and second.Second Kings tells us the history of Israel.
列王记上下是讲以色列的历史。
But how about Chronicles?
但是历代记呢
almost repeat the same thing what Kings has recorded.
几乎是重复列王记所说的。
But then, what's the specialty of these books?
但是这卷书的这个特点是什么呢？
Because these chronicles actually are the interpretation of that history.
这个历代记是这个历史的这个解释。
那圣灵的解释。
圣灵
对这些历史的解释。So we have to remember now one only the kings just mere history.
列王记只是历史。
But then chronicles actually the interpretation of the Holy Spirit.
然后历代记是圣灵。对历史的解释。
So when you talk about genealogy,
当你讲到家谱的时候
，we are talking about who's who.
我们讲到谁是谁。
Now, my brothers and sisters, now because this prayer is inserted in the who's who's in the genealogy,
因为这个祷告是穿插在谁是谁的这个家谱之中。
So now you see the person is much more important than what he did or what he acted.
所以说，你看到这个人是比他所做的。更重要。
Because he is such a person.
因为他是这样的一个人。
That's why he has such prayer. 所以他有这样的祷告。 It is not because you have such a prayer that's why make you such a person.
并不是因为你做这样祷告使你成为那样的人。
So you see that, brothers and sisters, this is very, very important.
说弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的。
Sometimes the Lord answers our prayer.
有的时候神答应我们祷告。
Because He listened to our prayer.
因为他听我们祷告。But
sometimes He answers our prayer.
有的他答应我们的祷告。Because
He watched a person like you and me.
因为他看我们是怎样的人。
So you see, brothers and sisters, if you read the prayer of Jabez,
如果你读亚比斯祷告的时候,
strictly speaking, if we consider rigidly,
如果我们仔细看的话,
this is not the prayer of Jabez.
这不是亚比斯祷告。
This is a vow of Jacob, Jabez.
这是亚比斯的这个,
所许的愿,
许的愿。
However, it is in the form of a prayer.
但是它是以在祷告的形式中出现。
That's true. But brothers and sisters, and something will more even shock you.
有更让你吃惊的。
This prayer is unfinished prayer.
这是一个没有完成的祷告。
And Jabez did not pray through, no.
好像, 亚比斯没有祷告完。
He supposed to have an end of a prayer.
他应该, 结束他的祷告。
But brothers, somehow God stepped in.
但是神, 神介入了。
And somehow God interrupts.
然后神, 中断了。
Somehow God interfere.
然后神, 介入在中间。
As saying to Jabez, now don't go on.
好像对, 亚比斯说, 不要再继续了。
Even this prayer is an unfinished one.
即使这个是没有完成的祷告。
And that we were told, God granted him what he requested.
然后我们被告诉是神应允了他的所求的。
Now, brother, this is the special, this is the uniqueness of this prayer.
这是这个祷告的独特的地方。
Do you understand?
你明白吗?
And when you pray a prayer of Jabez,
当你祷告杰比斯的祷告的时候,
any moment you are ready to be interfered by Holy Spirit.
每个时候你都可能被圣灵中断。
You even didn't finish your prayer.
即使你没有完成祷告,
God already answered that prayer.
神已经答应了那个祷告。
Now do you see how wonderful it is?
你看多么奇妙。
So you see, brothers and sisters, and if you want to find a prayer in the Bible,
如果你在圣经中要找到一个祷告,
which is the unfinished prayer,
是一个没有完成的祷告,
this is the one.
这个是那个,
and that's the prayer of Jabez.
这是亚比斯的祷告。
So brothers and sisters,
说弟兄,
this proves that nothing to do with your contents.
所以这个跟你祷告的内容没有关系。
You haven't finished yet.
你还没有结束。
And God already answered your prayer.
神已经, 答应了你祷告。
Why?
为什么呢?
What God was looking at is the man, the person, more than his prayer.
因为神看的是这个祷告这个人, 胜于他祷告的这个,
now, don't misunderstand me.
不要, 误解我。
The contents are very important.
内容很重要。
Otherwise, Holy Spirit will never record these contents.
不然的话, 圣灵不会记这个内容。
But remember, brothers and sisters,
但是记住,
the reason in the midst of genealogy,
在所有家谱中间,
then we have this prayer.
我们有这样一个祷告的原因。
We will ask the Lord,
我们要问主,
what he tried to tell us.
他要告诉我们什么呢?
Do you see, brothers and sisters?
你们看,
that's the very important point.
这是很重要的一点。
Now, when you look, when you listen, when you read the testimony of the author,
当你, 当你听作者的, 见证的时候,
now I think everything is real, brothers and sisters.
我想每件事都是真的。
We thank the Lord for this brother.
我们为这个弟兄感谢神。
But why the Lord deal with him this way?
神为什么, 在他身上做这些事情?
Only God knows that he is that person in the presence of God.
因为神知道, 只有他是在神面前是那个人。
Now why our Lord deal with us this way?
神为什么, 这样对待我们?
Because we are different.
因为我们不一样。
So my brothers and sisters, and I'm afraid that people try to copy that author.
我担心神, 人要这个, 让, 要拷贝这个,
then you will never reach there.
你不会达到那一点。
I know many Bible students really love this book very much.
我知道许多圣经的学生都喜欢这本书。
Now when they try to get involved in ministry of the Lord,
当他们要建立自己的这个侍奉的时候,
then they want something successful.
他们要有些成功的事情。
Now this is a good example.
这是一个好的例子。
How a Christian minister may be very successful?
一个基督徒的这个侍奉者怎样成分
？You know, this author has a ministry called Walk Through the Bible Ministries.
这个作者有一个有一个系列的书叫。
No, 他的执事的名字叫做 Walk Through the Bible Ministry, 就是走透全本圣经的那个执事。Now, this is his ministry.
这是他的这个执事。
Now, in olden time,
在以前的时候
，and every year they will hold about 25 to 30 Bible conferences.
每一年他们会举行25到30个这个圣经的这个特会。
So you know they really are for the Bible.
他们确实是
为了圣经。
他们为了圣经。
They want to encourage people to study the word.
他们要鼓励人读神的话。
So they are holding the conference everywhere.
他们在各地举行特会。
The Lord blessed them their ministry.
神祝福了他们的。
Think about it. If every year you have a 25 to 30 Bible conference, that's already very successful, right?
想一想，每一年你有25到30个圣经的特会，那是很成功的事了。
But then they pray. They try to pray the prayer of Jabez.
然后他们试着祷告亚比斯的祷告。
Lord, enlarge our border.
主扩张我们的境界。
Enlarge our territory.
扩张我们的境界。
Now you know what happened today, 2002 today.
你知道现在是什么样吗
？You know you now you know how many conferences per year.
每年有多少的特会吗
？2,500 Bible conference for per year conducted by them.
每年有2,500个这个圣经的特会现在。
Every weekend 50 conferences.
每个周末都有50个特会。
Now this weekend already another 50 conferences. Think about it.
这个周末已经有50个特会。
You know they are preaching the Bible.
他们在这个传讲圣经。
They are teaching the Bible.
他们在教导圣经。
So you see, somehow they want the Lord to enlarge their territory for the gospel's sake.
他们要让主为福音的缘故扩张他们的境界。
Now later when after this book become famous.
然后在这个书成名之后
So in January 1998
在1998年1月
So they began another specific ministry
他们开始另外一个执事
Called the World Teach 教导世界 The World Teach
教导世界
Now this time they have a 15 years vision to establish such a ministry 15 years他们有 15 years of vision、
oh.
他们有15年的那个亮光、yeah. 有15年的计划 So in their plan
在他们的计划之中
Or in their dream
或者在他们的梦想
Do you know what do they want?
你们知道他们要什么
They want to build the largest Bible teaching faculty in the whole world
他们要在全世界建造最大的圣经教导的这个一群人
and that means they pray the Lord within 15 years
他们祷告主在15年之内
the Lord will raise 120,000 Bible teachers
神会兴起12万的这个圣经教师
in another word one Bible teacher for 50,000 people on earth
或者是另一句话说，一个教师每
一个教师应付50,000的群众。You see, so that's the plan, that's the vision.
这是这个计划。
So then they really pray every year. They pray and pray and pray.
说每一年他们就祷告。
So first year,
第一年。
Now that's 1999.
那是1999年。
Now after their prayer.
在那祷告之后
and then they really reached 23 nations
他们达到了23个国家
and 2,500 teachers
2,500个老师
so 2,000 years
2,000年
so they pray with a hope
他们做盼望的祷告
they hope they pray they hope in 2,000 years
他们期望在2,000年
They will reach 35 nations
他们要达到35个国家
And 5,000 teachers
5,000个老师
But then what is the reality?
然后这个实际是什么
So they said the Lord answered their prayer
他们说神答应了他们祷告
So at the end of the year they reached 39 nations
在这年中，他们达到了39个国家。
And there how many teachers?
多少个老师呢
？More than 5,000.
超过5,000人。
There is 7,982 teachers.
7,982个老师。
So now last year.
去年的时候。
They pray and with hope.
他们做盼望的祷告。
50 nations with 12,000 Bible teachers.
50个国家，12,000个老师。
So, brothers and sisters, this brother did not pray for a better Cadillac or more houses, more money. No.
这个他没有祷告更好的车，更好的房子。
No, he really prayed for God's kingdom.
他为神的国来祷告。
So somehow they really pray this kind of prayer.
他们确实祷告这样的祷告。
And so far, so good.
到目前来着都是这样。
But even sometimes I have a doubt. You know, who are these kind of teachers? You can produce so many within 1 year.
我有的时候我有些怀疑这些老师是什么样的人呢
？Now sometimes you take 4 years to train an engineer.
有时候你要花4年。
Seven years for a doctor probably.
7年为一个老师。
So I still have a big question mark here.
我始终有一个疑问。
How could you produce so many Bible students just every year like this?
你每年怎么能产生这样子的圣经
那
么多圣经老师呢
？Of course, only one exception.
当然有一个例外。
If they only teach this small part of the whole Bible.
如果他们只教导这个一小部分的圣经的话。
If they only teach the prayer of Jabez, only this portion, only four items.
如果他们只教导亚比斯的祷告，只教导四件事的话。
Now, brother, this may be possible.
这个或许是可能的。
But brothers, when I come back to the Bible,
但弟兄们，当我回到圣经的时候，
then you discover, brothers.
然后你发现，
actually, this prayer is most unique one.
这个祷告是最独特的一个。
And I must confess to you.
我必须承认。
Before I share something with you,
在我跟你分享的时
候， I was all mixed up. I was all confused with all the context.
我对这个上下文很糊涂。
因为 because if you really go into the genealogy, you especially you go to who's who, you really don't know who's who.
因为当你来到这个家谱的时候，你确实不知道谁是谁。
You see, for example, the genealogy of Judah already reported in chapter 2.
例如这个犹大的家谱已经在第二章里讲了。
Then chapter 4 repeated again.
然后第四章又讲到他的家。
And we were told the sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobar. 第三第一节。
然后是犹大的儿子是法勒斯、希斯伦、加米、户尔、索巴。
But then I discovered only Perez was the son.
然后我发现只有索巴是儿子。
No, 就巴勒斯是 Perez 是儿子。
只有法勒斯是儿子。
But Hezron, 希斯伦，他Hezron actually is a grandson.
希斯伦实际上是孙子。
And so then you find that Shobar even very distant descendants.
然后索巴实际上是很远的亲戚。
So now I understand when Bible says son doesn't mean that immediate son. It may mean grandson or great 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 son.
然后你说你理解圣经说儿子并不是直接的儿子，也许是孙子或者说亲戚。
Then why Bible mention this then?
然后为什么圣经说这些？
Do you see that? And more striking is
更明显的是。
And how many Caleb in this portion of the Bible?
在这里有多少
加勒 you know, at least I can find 3 Calebs there.
至少我可以发现三个加勒。
All the same name.
都是同样的名字。
The most well-known Caleb to us is the one is the spy. Remember, it was a spy.
最有名的加勒就是那个间谍。
No, 那个探子。So, now in chapter four, now that spy was mentioned.
在第四章那个探子被提到了。
But then, from chapter 2 and chapter 3,
然后从第二章到第三章
we find another Caleb.
我们发现了另外一个加勒。
And not only said, but the Bible even mentioned the daughter of Caleb is Asaph.
啊，圣经也提到啊，加勒的女儿是
亚撒，
是亚撒。
So then you're all confused.
然后你就感到很糊涂。
Now which one? Now this, but if this one is his daughter,
如果这个是他的女儿的话
then you know Caleb must be the son of Hezron.
然后就加勒就必须是
希斯伦的儿
子。
But remember, now, so it cannot be the Caleb of the Caleb the spy.
所以说这个 Caleb 不是那个探子。
But then you really mix up, you're really confused.
然后的话你就觉得很糊涂。
But then I won't give up.
然后我不要作罢。
I think somehow the reason we understand, the reason the Bible, Holy Spirit squeezed this portion of prayer in the midst of genealogy, there must be some reason behind it.
我想圣灵把这些事情挤在这个家谱中，必须一定有原因。
So, brothers and sisters, if we really go back to the background,
弟兄姊妹，如果我们啊回到背景里的时候
，and finally, if you really know what's going on there,
最后如果你们发现了什么事的话
，then we begin to see the light of this prayer.
然后我们看到这个祷告的亮光。
So you see, brothers, this prayer somehow was buried in the midst of confusion.